Ladyfest East opens tomorrow in New York City. The event showcases female musicians, artists, movie makers, and performers. The first Ladyfest was held a year ago in Olympia, Washington. It's grown to include festivals in Bloomington, Indiana, and Glasgow, Scotland. The volunteer event steers clear of the mainstream music and movie industries. Sports a do-it-yourself ethic to creating art. During the festival, women offer everything from folk songs to heavy metal to radical cheerleading. Ann Hepperman of member station KNAU attended the largest Ladyfest so far, filed this report.
Welcome to Ladyfest Midwest Chicago!
It's Thursday night at Chicago's Congress Theater, and more than 1,500 women have converged for opening night. The 1920s auditorium, with its gold spires and velvet curtains, seems more like a meeting ground for women draped in pearls. But the ladies here wear spiked belts and sport tattoos. They are Ladyfesters, people who will spend the next 4 days at an event which shows women doing just about everything, from knitting sweaters to fixing cars to playing loud music. Festival organizer and filmmaker Tammy Cresswell explains the event is all about redefining the word lady.
So a little girl may not go out there and learn how to play guitar, because that's a really aggressive thing to get out there and rock out on a guitar. So all we have to do is say, okay, little girls can go out there and be just as aggressive as little boys, and that's okay, and that's normal. And by showing the general public how many other things lady can mean, we are creating that and making that normal.
If you are buying an individual ticket, hold on 1 second. Yeah,
Ladyfest is not a traveling act. It's organized by local women in each city it takes place. Most of Ladyfest Chicago organizers are young, in their early 20s and 30s. Using the first Ladyfest in Olympia, Washington as a template, 20 women booked more than 150 bands, found theater space for dozens of films, scheduled workshops, spoken word performances, even a water ballet. The details are endless and often surprising. Stephanie Edwards hurries through the front lobby of the theater looking for another organizer to discuss a last-minute problem.
She has a question about whether or not she can dance with a candle on stage. And she emailed Ellen, and Ellen said she didn't know who would have the answer to that, and I told her that there's really good chance they were not going to allow you to dance with a candle on stage.
Some of the Ladyfest performers have never been on stage, while others are as well known as Amy Ray from the Indigo Girls. But most are like Jennifer Toomey, an accomplished musician in the underground scene.
People don't seem to know how to shoot themselves.
Toomey is also the executive director of the Future of Music Coalition, a nonprofit organization that addresses musicians' rights. She believes that Ladyfest creates a community where independent artists can share ideas and create alliances so they're not shut out by the mainstream music industry.
All of these huge corporations are controlling the way that we have access to media, what we get to see as success, what we get to see as good. And yet we've got these like little indie rockers all fighting among each other, and it's really sad. So being in an environment like this where people actually take the time to talk to each other and people actually have a perception or understanding of community is really, really valuable.
There's little that distinguishes the artist from the audience. Women go back and forth between performing and participating. Like drummer Joelle LeBlanc, she played Congress Theater on opening night. Today, like most festival goers, she shuttles up and down Milwaukee Avenue, where events are either a long walk or a few train stops away.
What have you been doing at Ladyfest?
Listening to tons of bands, going to see lots of performances, lots of performance art. Today we got fish thrown at us, and they were little dried sardines, and we were all just like, oh my, that was so gross, you know, but it was kind of cool, but it was gross. And then lots of films, lots of short films. So pretty much that's what we've got around to. But tomorrow I think we're going to go kickball. It's 10 in the morning.
All Ladyfests have a few things in common. No corporate sponsorship, and unlike some other women's festivals, men are invited to come. Most importantly, the do-it-yourself ethic tells women that you don't need a major label to make a record or DreamWorks to produce a film. Festival goer Kate Young is from Buffalo, New York.
Things seem so challenging at home. It seems hard to do things all by yourself. I went to a full day of performances yesterday, and I just saw all these women doing all these different things, defining performance for themselves, and it really helped me see that I don't need to be following any specific guidelines or following anyone's rules except my own rules. And I saw a lot of work that was really high quality, not just like, oh, they let us on stage because it's Ladyfest, but really, really excellent, like I would go to again.
On the last day of Ladyfest Midwest Chicago, a picnic is held in a neighborhood park. Afterwards, everyone drags plastic chairs together for a question and answer panel with the organizers. Various issues arise during the hour-long session. Many women criticize this Ladyfest for trying to do it all. People were overwhelmed by the sheer number of events. One festival-goer's run-in with a security guard prompts a debate over safe space. Few here, however, would consider the Q&A a purposeless gripe session. That is because most view Ladyfest as a movement. The belief is that Ladyfest will continue to spring up across the country. Organizer Ava Johnson says she'll make herself available to coach any other women who want to do another Ladyfest.
So I just think that with every festival, it's like you guys are saying such great things and you've got the ideas going. Plan it. Make next year, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's have it in one place. Let's get those workshops together. Let's do it. Because with every festival that you go to and you see and you realize, okay, that was great. Let's keep that. That wasn't so great. Let's do it. That's what we're here for. So you call me, we'll work it out.
Most likely, Johnson and the other organizers' phones will ring soon. During the four-day festival, there were flyers going around calling for women to help organize Ladyfest South in Atlanta, Georgia. Ladyfest East in New York City starts tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Ann Hepperman in Chicago.